Proclamation number 0848 of 4th of April, 1939. Arrogance. Fall. Spiritual bridge in danger. Deception. This is told to you, that all pride leads to a fall and that it is much more difficult to reach the height again where a fall has proceeded. Behold, my children, I warn you, for I see the inner nature of the hearts and I see with concern how the tempting arms of the world reach out to you. I see that you are indeed hesitant but nevertheless willing to let yourselves be taken hold of. I also see unselfishness getting lost. I see how you suddenly want to ascend but in an earthly sense and no longer think of your spiritual task. And this is the consequence that the bridges to the beyond are in danger, that the pillars become shaky and Roman 1, as the Lord, have to speak a word of power to avert this danger. Behold, when this danger is approaching, a sign shall be given to you so that you will not waver and go astray. For the world offers you nothing I could not replace or thousandfold, no joy of the world will be deep and lasting, and all worldly happiness is only deception and appearance, and whatever you think you can achieve on earth is deception and without any spiritual benefit. And thus is expected a spiritual weakness for those who want to gain worldly honor and glory. They can by no means expect help because they don't even strive for what the help from above assures them. Their purpose in life is only ever earthly life and its fulfillment, and everything spiritual remains alien to them. All inclination is directed towards earthly possessions, yet they don't think about eternity. How can I intervene with blessing where people turned their backs on me? How can I bless those who deny me? And he denies me who rejects my word for the sake of earthly ascent. Anyone who wants to climb high and does not seek the spiritual height is about to fall, and his struggle will be considerably more difficult if he ever still seeks the truth on earth. Only heartfelt devotion, humble prayer and eager activity of love will protect the earthly child from the danger of becoming apostate, and where it is in danger of becoming weak it should call to me for help, and I will assist it in every adversity, for I know my children and therefore I warn them in all love not to give away something precious in order to exchange a worthless treasure for it, which consists of earthly reputation, happiness and wealth and yet leaves the human heart so destitute when the soul falls into darkness as a result. Therefore, shun the world, shun ostentation and remain humble, simple and modest, and leave all externals to those who believe they cannot live without them. They have the kingdom of heaven on earth and will have none to expect in the hereafter until they willingly give up everything and content themselves with little for the sake of their soul's salvation. Amen.